Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Carl Dobrowski. CarlDobrowsky. The date of birth is 1/27/1954. Date of service is 3/8/2022. Carl Dobrowski is here for ongoing chronic pain in the lower back and also in the left knee and right ankle and foot. The patient is already a post-operative for total knee replacement of the left knee as well as multiple surgeries for the left foot and ankle by Dr. Sam Hockey, who is the orthopedic surgeon intervening. Regarding the lower back, pain is a multifaceted origin due to several etiology. One is a motor vehicular accident in 2017 and also 2018, and then history of ongoing tumor in the spinal cord. The MRI's findings were discussed with the patient at several times during this encounters, and the patient was found to have a herniated disc at L3, L4, and L5, S1, as well as arachnoid cyst in the spinal canal from T12 to L4 level. The patient underwent 5 epidural injections with the goal of helping in the pain, improving the ADLs as well as decreasing the cyst that was found. Other than that, patient has no other complaints. His pain level varies from 7 to 10, and 70% pains have been improved in the knee, ankle, and lower back with the interventional treatments and therapy. General activity in the ADLs, patient reports general activity is affected 10, while sleep is affected 9, and walking ability, work are affected 8. Relationship with other people and mood are affected 6. In the system review, the positive symptoms in neurology and psych are weakness, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, and depression. However, there is no trauma to the head, or no headaches, or vision disturbances, or dizziness, vertigo, and there is no trouble sleeping, and poor work performance, or any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness along with pain in the lower back and also in mid back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, and current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 141 over 102, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 98%, and the rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2/17/2022, dictation number 0221-071, along with diagnosis, plan of care. After reviewing the maps and the laboratory, patient is found to be in compliance and is provided with the following medications: naproxen 500 twice a day for 2 times a day, 60 tablets, Flexeril 10 mg at night for 30 tablets, melatonin 5 mg at night, 30 tablets. And for pain relief, patient is still provided Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours, PRN, 45 tablets to cover the rest of the month. Patient is scheduled for a new MRI for thoracic and lumbar spine without the contrast, since the last request was not honored. The patient could not get his blood test for the contrast study, and his primary care physician at the hospital, VA hospital, was very busy. So we believe that we can just live with the plain MRI to identify the issues. So far, so good. The patient will be seen in a month's time. Thank you.